USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. He touted how much his administration has done for minorities.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
Biden said we should be following the legacy of Dr. King, including his teachings and words. Six people are dead after a shooting in the California town of Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Two of the victims, a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau says those victims were targeted.
We have at least two suspects. This is not a random act of violence. This was a targeted family. There are gang associations involved in this scene.
Police believe that drugs may also have been involved. An American who's been imprisoned in Iran for 7 years is starting a hunger strike, hoping to get the attention of the White House. In a letter to President Biden, Siamak Namazi says his 7-day hunger strike represents the 7 years since he wasn't included in a 2016 prisoner swap between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. Treasury Secretary will meet with China's vice premier later this week.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with Chinese financial leader Vice Premier Li He in Switzerland on Wednesday to discuss economic developments between the two nations. The Zurich talks will be a follow-up to the November meeting between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. I'm Lance Pry.
TikTok has now been at least partially banned from government devices in more than half of the United States. The Chinese-linked video app is being targeted over security concerns. According to a CNN analysis, governors and state agencies have taken aim at the app because they're concerned user data could be stolen. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The FAA is launching an investigation into a near-miss incident at JFK Airport in New York. Officials say a departing Delta flight taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway on Friday because of an American Airlines plane crossing that same runway.
American 106 heavy, American 106 heavy, hold position. American 106 heavy, hold position.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
Rejecting. That's the incident unfolding over air traffic control. Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. Doctors and nurses are calling on more people to be CPR certified after a scare in the NFL.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to recover from a heart scare earlier this month. Medics restarted his heart during a game, and his story has prompted calls for across-the-country CPR certification.
Every 90 seconds worldwide, another patient has a sudden cardiac arrest. And so we have to be aware that this is pretty common.
Dr. Denise Sorrentino of the Iowa Heart Center says every adult should learn CPR as well as how to use a defibrillator. I'm Tim Berg.
There's been a big boost in the number of people going to NFL games. The Sports Business Journal reports regular season attendance jumped to a six-year high in 2022. The NFL saw an average crowd size of 69,500 fans. That surpassed pre-pandemic levels. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man and The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!